Hello? Oh, please don't hang up. I swear, it's not a telemarketer. Yes, it's me. I can't believe you recognized my voice. It's been like, what, 7 years? Oh my god, there's so much stuff I want to say and... Oh, wait. No, calm down. Calm down. Okay, I know I randomly called you, and you might be busy, but I won't draw this out too much. I just wanted to say I'm back in town. No, not visiting. I'm actually back. Like, living here again. Yes, I'm serious. I'm so excited to see how things are different now, but let me get to the point before I start rambling even more. I really want to see you again. I mean, this has been on my mind constantly since I got here. Do you think we can maybe, I don't know, hang out someday? Tonight? Oh, no. No, of course I want to. I just, oh, never mind. Can it be like 8 p.m.? We could go to the movies and decide what we'll watch there. Oh, great. Just tell me where you're living now and I can pick you up. I still know my way around here, so I'm pretty sure I can find it. Oh, wonderful. All right, I'll see you tonight then. Bye. I can't wait. Hi. Wrong house? What? Come on, I don't look that different. Is it the dress? All right, I know I do. Everyone's been making sure I'm aware of that since the day I stepped back in town. I guess the college years have been generous to me. But please, don't make a big deal out of it, okay? I just want to spend time with you like we used to. I knew you'd understand. I bet you're still as sweet as always. So, what are we waiting for? Let's go. Oh, why did we choose that movie again? Oh, it was so bad. Yeah, you're right. At least the food made up for it. Also, are you sure I can stay here for the night? I know we stayed out a lot longer than expected and my house is pretty far away, but I don't want to be a bother. Okay. I know this is the 8th time I've asked. I'll stop. But thank you a lot. For real. I have to say, I had so much fun hanging out with you again. No, I'm not just being nice. I really did. I missed this so much. I missed you a lot, actually. Yes, I always enjoyed spending time with you. Being with you and... Sorry. But I think we'll have to talk about the elephant in the room. I know it's very soon and probably super awkward. But if I'm gonna sleep at your place, I need to know if we're on the same page. Yeah, I'm talking about our situation. I don't know, it's been so long. Maybe you're way past that already. Or you might not even remember. But I do. Do you think we can talk about it? Yeah, there's something I really need to say. Okay, I will. And please, let me finish before you say anything, okay? You promise? Thank you. Well, when we met back in high school, I really wasn't in the best place in my life. I've always been that girl who wore those weird braces, glasses, had a lot of acne, asthma, like the complete package. Also, my parents weren't exactly the best at parenting, so I was never taught how to dress up properly or even talk to other people. I was literally the weird kid stereotype you see in movies. You probably remember that. But there's a part of the story I've never had the courage to tell you. Before you got transferred there, I was constantly made fun of and didn't have a single friend. I woke up in the morning thinking about going to school because home was bad. And when I got to school, I wanted to go home because it was even worse there. I never said this because I was embarrassed, and I didn't want to burden you with my problems. But after you joined and became my friend, you were the only reason I was still going to school at all. And then there was that day. I'll never, ever forget that day. When all the girls were making fun of me, saying I would never get a boyfriend. And you kissed my cheek and told them you would be my boyfriend. I thought you said that just to be nice or out of pity. But when we were alone, you said you loved me. You have no idea how happy that made me. I barely knew what being a couple meant, but all of the times we spent there doing our silly things together, they're the only good memories I have from that period, even if it didn't last for long. When things at home got even worse, and I was told I had to go live with my auntie in another state. That hurt so much, I can't even describe it. I wasn't even able to say goodbye to you properly. And that's the point, when you don't know what happened anymore. Right? We completely lost contact. And I know I'm the one to blame for that. I was dealing with so much stuff, I basically vanished. Well, after starting therapy and living in a decent place for a while, I got a little better. So I thought about getting in touch with you. But I couldn't. Every time I tried, I just kept telling myself you were already over it. You already forgot about me, and that you probably had another girlfriend and were happy with her. So I never did. Fast forward a few years to when college began. I was taking better care of myself, and I developed a lot during that period, too, as you certainly may have noticed. No, I know you're not checking me out. Don't worry. But it's hard not to notice. When you opened the door and realized that girl was me, you were blushing so much. It was actually kind of adorable. Anyway, after that, I started getting attention from men. A lot, actually. I needed to get over what happened between us, so I went on a bunch of dates with guys from college. I told myself it was what I wanted, that I was enjoying it. But deep down, I knew it was all a bunch of lies. It was so empty. Every time I was with a guy, I couldn't help but feel that they only saw a pretty face and a nice body, and none of them could care less about me as a person. I know not all guys are like this, but maybe I got very unlucky. I just didn't know how to deal with suddenly having all the attention. I don't know. When I was younger, I always dreamed about being like the hot, popular girls from class. And now it feels like I'm only seen as a trophy to be shown off. I guess I got the monkey's paw treatment in the end. Be careful what you wish for, 'cause you might just get it. But during all those years, there was one thing that never left my mind, no matter how much I told myself it was in the past. I couldn't forget about the one guy who cared for me and loved me for who I was, when that was literally all I had to offer. Who didn't care about being ostracized and made fun of alongside me, if that meant he could make me a little happier. You never left my mind. When I got a good job offer here, I was so happy. The job part is nice, of course, but I couldn't stop wondering about you. About how you were doing, if you were still single or not, and if you still remembered me or cared about my existence at all. I tried to hide and convince myself it wasn't the case for so long, but guess what? I can't. I couldn't stop loving you, and I still can't. I'm so sorry. But I won't be able to sleep in the same bed as you as just a friend. My heart would completely break. So please, tell me. Tell me how you feel about all of this. It's fine if you don't feel the same way, really. I'll just drive home, figure out how to deal with it, and then we can still be friends. I promise. Just be honest with me. Oh my God, I was preparing myself for the worst. I don't know what to say now. Does that mean you, I love you. I love you so much. Please, can I be your girl again? That's everything I ever wanted since the first day you talked to me with that goofy smile on your face. And I promise I'm not going anywhere this time. I'll be here for you, and I'll do everything. Everything I can to make you happy. Have you? Oh, God, I'm sorry. I want to say something, but it's really embarrassing. All right. Have you ever wanted someone so bad it hurts? Oh. Well, that's exactly how I felt when you answered that door, having you in front of me again after so many years. So, so close. Oh. At that moment, I could only think about kissing you until I got out of breath. Just. This. Damn, I'm trying to take things slow, but I've waited for so long. And why do you have to be such a good kisser? I can't hold myself back with you. Not anymore. Can you? Please, can you take my dress off? I have a surprise. Don't worry, it's fine. It's true that I've been very uncomfortable with the way people look at me, but this is different. Because it's you. Here, pull the straps to the side. I wore this dress to keep it hidden, but I bought some cute lingerie just for you. I told you I was preparing myself in case you rejected me, but I also had to prepare to make you mine if you didn't. That's it. Oh. I hope you like it. And don't be shy about looking at me, okay? I want you to see just how much my body has changed since the last time we saw each other. How that weird little girl you made happy in high school has grown up and become a woman, just to be right back in your arms. Oh, exactly where she belongs. Yeah, I've filled out. My hips have grown wider. I think I have nice ass. Nice tits, too. And they're all yours now. I don't want you to just look at them. Please. I want to feel your touch. I want to feel your hands. All over my body. Can I take your shirt off? I really need to have a good look at you, too. Oh, jeez. You're so fucking sexy. Yes, I think you're sexy. You don't believe me. I guess I'll have to show you then. Just give me your hand and let me put it right here. On my panties. Can you feel it? How soaked I am just from kissing you? I'm definitely not lying, baby. I can call you that, right? Oh, wait. Oh, my neck is so sensitive. I love it. Oh my God. I'll take that as a yes. Please. Take my bra off and keep touching me. Oh, feel my tits. Massage them. Squeeze them. Oh. You can even play with my nipples if you want. My body is yours, my love. Oh. Oh, that feels so good. Fuck. Oh, look how hard you are already. Your pants are so tight. It looks painful. Here, let me help. Do you remember what I said earlier about not being able to hold myself back when I'm with you? Yeah. I want to have you in my mouth so, so badly. And I just can't help it. I'm getting on my knees already. Please, can I? I want to make you feel so good. There. I haven't done this a lot before, but I hope it feels good. I really want to make you the happiest man in the world. And it's not like I'm not enjoying it either. Oh, you taste so good. It's hard to believe I'm finally doing this. Oh, having you in my mouth. Making you feel good. Everything's so perfect. Oh, I can't even think about anything else. My mind is filled with you. I can only think about your cock. About sucking you. About how bad I need you inside me. Oh, you twitched pretty hard when I said that. Interesting. So, you like knowing how wet you make me, and how much I want to be fucked by you, and how I, oh, I, Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm not even able to tease you at this point. It's affecting me even more than you. I can't wait, please. I can't wait any longer. I'm done being patient. That's all I've been doing for God knows how long. Please, baby. Please, baby. Fuck me. Oh. Make love to me now. Bend me over the couch. Oh, and show me how much I belong to you. Ooh. I'll even spread the lips of my pussy for you like this. Just hold my hips and put it in. Oh, yes. Oh, finally having you inside me, being so close. This is better than what I could have dreamed of. I'm sorry if I took things too quickly, but I want this so much. Oh, and I love you so much. Yeah, go ahead. Push it as deep as you can. Oh, I want to feel all of you. Even when you're a little rougher. I can feel how much care you have when you touch me. You are so perfect. And you fit so well inside of me too. Oh, filling me just the right amount. It's like we were made for each other. Please, please, start moving. I need to feel you. Oh, that's it. I need to feel more of this. Oh, I need to feel more of you. Oh, I'll start moving my hips too. Oh, yes. Oh, I hope this makes you feel so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, make me moan for you, baby. Even more than I am now. Please. Please. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me hard. That's it. Yeah. Oh, keep going. Oh, please. Keep going. Yes. Oh, it makes me so happy. Oh, hard. I think I can arch my back a little more so you can go even deeper. Oh, yes. Oh, now. Oh, grind against that spot. Yeah. Oh, Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna come. I can't hold back. Oh, I'm so close. Please, baby, hold my hip tighter. Oh, that's it. Pull me in. Pull me in as close as you can. Come inside me. Oh, I need to be filled up by you. Please. Please. Yeah. 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 Oh, there it is. No. No. Don't let go of me. Not yet. Just keep holding me. Oh. Yeah. Oh. That's it. Oh, baby. Oh, hold me. Oh. like nothing in the world can hurt me while I'm in your arms. You've always made me feel like this. Can I hold your hand? Yeah. Oh, just like old times. Oh, you want to carry me to the bed? Oh, that's even better. I'll feel like your princess now. Before we go to bed, there's one thing I want to say. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter how hard things get. I'll always be here for you, okay? Just like you were there for me. I won't let anything get in the way this time. I love you, babe. I love you so much.